All right, now we've got James, who's got some unwanted visitors in the attic that won't seem to go away. James, why are you making it so cozy for those squirrels?
I don't know, but they keep coming back. I've tried everything from live traps to snap traps. I don't know what else to do because I cover up one hole and then they make a new hole. So how can I get rid of them?
Have you tried asking nicely?
I have tried that, and I've even tried screaming at them. A friend of mine once said it, told me I could use a shotgun on them, but you know, that's more probably the engine I want to use.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've had good success with have-a-heart traps, and but I'll give you a couple of tricks of the trade. If you use a have-a-heart trap, what you want to do is you want to put a piece of fruit towards, like, the back of the trapped area, and the piece of fruit has to be hardwired into the cage. So I'll take a stiff piece of wire and thread it through an apple and then tie it off to the side of the cage, so that they can't sort of bat it around.
Take it and run.
Take it and run, right. They got to kind of pull it and work on it for a while, and that leaves them in the cage long enough to hit the trap pedal and catch them.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a heart trap?
Yeah, I have one of those. I've tried peanut butter, and they don't do it.
Try it that way, and I think you will find that they won't be quite as tricky.
Okay, cool.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.